Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
In this week's Failure Friday segment, we hear from an online retailer, well, a side hustler who starts an online retail business, and they are building a promising email list, but they falter in maintaining it. They kind of just give up on it, and they're very sporadic, inconsistent, and essentially abandoned this growing email list. Now, listen, I have kind of done this too. So many of these Failure Friday segments and times that we hear from people who have experienced either a disaster or a mistake or just kind of took their eye off the ball, I've done that. And so it's all about what can we learn from these experiences? How can we go from failure to success? How can we improve the next project we start? How can we make sure we are consistent? This year, my word of the year is daily, or maybe it's every day. I never could decide which one, like which phrasing I liked better. But the idea is like there are things I'm doing every day or daily. And of course, I have the podcast every day and I have an Apple Watch running streak for I think about 1,500 days so far. But I wanted to get more consistent on sharing online because I felt like I wasn't doing that so well. So this year I'm trying to do a better job. But this is not about me. Let's talk about this listener, Hollis from Tennessee. Her story, her business has had a couple of challenges, as you might guess, because of walking away from this email list or not treating it with the, you know, maybe the attention it deserved. So let's hear from her about that struggle. I'll come back at the end with some more brief comments and a little wrap up.
Starting my own digital business, I knew right off the bat that email marketing was key. It seemed like a no-brainer. Build up an email list, keep in touch with regular juicy newsletters, and watch the business grow. I'm Hollis, and here's the not-so-smooth ride I had with my email marketing efforts, a journey of starts, stops, and eventually a standstill. So I dove right in. I offered a free ebook as bait to reel in subscribers, and boy, did it work! My email list was growing. It was like watching a plant sprout and fast forward. In those early days, I was on it, whipping up weekly newsletters packed with tips, stories, and the latest of my services. But here's the thing. Keeping up with a weekly newsletter is tough. It's not just about throwing a few words together and hitting send. It needs to be engaging, useful, and, well, interesting. As my business grew, so did the list of things eating up my time. And slowly, those newsletters started slipping. At first, it was a skip here and there. I'll get back on track next week, I'd tell myself. But next week turned into next month, and before I knew it, sending out those newsletters felt like climbing a mountain. The crazy part? People kept signing up. It was like throwing a party you had no intention of attending. The guilt of not sending those newsletters was real. I'd built up this great audience and there I was, not talking to them. I felt like I'd invite a guest over and then lock the door. Eventually, I just stopped sending them all together. Looking back, I learned a lot from the whole mess. Consistency is king in the email game. And if you can't commit, well, maybe it's not your game. I also realized it's not just about building the list. It's about maintaining it, nurturing it, You know, actually talking to the people who signed up to hear from you? Now, I've stepped back from email newsletters. The experience taught me about biting off more than you can chew and the importance of actually following through on what you start. While I may have let that email list gather dust, the lessons I learned have been gold. Solid, hard-earned gold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. You can always regroup. You can always try something new. And if you've been inconsistent, you can simply start being consistent. And you don't have to make a big deal about it. You don't have to write a long post that says, hey, I've been inconsistent. Now I'm going to be consistent. I mean, you can do that, but that kind of adds some pressure. So you could just start by saying, okay, whatever I haven't been doing that I want to be doing, if I said I'm going to do it every day or every week or whatever the cadence was, I'm just going to start now, and I'll build that habit. And as I build the number of days and weeks, it's going to become easier to keep going than it would be to stop, you know, and that's when you know the good habit is really set in. So anyway, Hollis, I appreciate you sharing that story. As I said in the introduction, I have done this too. I haven't always been consistent in my online communication, built various email lists over the years that I haven't done a great job with, and some that I have, but probably more the other way around. So you can always regroup. You can always try again, as noted. Listeners, if you have a question, an update for us about your hustle, you know where to go, sidehustleschool.com. Today's notes are episode 2610, 2610. You just add that to the end of sidehustleschool.com. Of course, new episodes coming out every day. It's always free. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
Project.